What is going on, Indy? You are now tuned in to the Playbook episode 13 with your host, Kyle Stout, and other host,
Garrett Burkle.
So, Garrett, we have a lot of college football coming up, a lot of different college football playoff scenarios, and I say we go over them.
Yeah,
I think for the rest of the year, we'll probably go over a whole episode just straight up college football on Fridays.
Yeah, because the playoff just looks crazy now.
I mean, this year is going to be a crazy year of football.
Yeah.
I'm excited. You know, we're only in November, too. We still have December and January. We still have all those bowl games and conference championships. I'm excited. So, so let's just go over the top 10 rankings as of now. At number one, you have Georgia. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Michigan. Number four, TCU. So that's the... If the season ended today, those four teams would make the playoff. Just outside, you have Tennessee at five and Oregon at six. And then just outside of those six, you have number seven, LSU, number eight, USC, number nine, Alabama, and number 10, Clemson.
I believe the biggest wild card in this top 10 is for sure LSU. Because
if they
win out and then win the SEC title game, you have to put them in the playoff.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to. What also helps them is that their two losses, one of those being to number five, Tennessee. I don't think that's, you know, too horrible. And then the other being to number 23, FSU, by 1 point in week one.
Yeah.
So both of their losses are ranked.
Yep.
I'd say the FSU loss would bring them down a little bit more than the Tennessee loss. But, you know, if they win the SEC, you got to put them in if they only have two losses.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we've seen the committee do that in the past with Alabama.
Yeah, so I'd definitely put, you know, LSU in if they, you know, again, win out.
Yeah, they're a wild card, like you said, but I do think that they have probably the straightest path. They just got to win.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
So I'll go over some scenarios that I think are the most realistic. So, you could have Georgia, you know, sliding in there at one. Number two would be Ohio State or Michigan. Number three, Tennessee, and number four, TCU. And then that would leave out, obviously, you know, you leave out Alabama, Clemson, USC. That would be assuming that, I mean, the loser of Ohio State and Michigan would also not get in there. And then Oregon wouldn't get in.
Right.
TCU would in that scenario. In any scenario that TCU gets in, they'd have to win out.
Right, for sure.
So
I don't think they can get in with one loss.
And I think it's going to be tough for a team like Oregon to get in over Tennessee.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Because it's SEC 11-1 versus, you know, a Pac-12. So
You're exactly right, yeah.
Another scenario I have is that OSU, Ohio State University, or Michigan are in that number one slot. So that would mean to me that Georgia loses the SEC championship and would not be number one anymore.
Yeah.
The winner of the Big Ten would be number one.
Yep.
Then I believe that if LSU beats Georgia, they'll be ranked higher than them. So I'd have LSU at two, and then Georgia at three, TCU at four there.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I honestly think that that's what TCU should be rooting for. Because I think TCU has a better chance against Ohio State or Michigan than they would, you know, a Georgia
team. For sure.
So, then my number three option for a college football playoff scenario, you'd have Georgia at one, Ohio State or Michigan at two, Tennessee at three, and then Oregon at four. So, I think that would mean that TCU loses probably to Texas this week. I think if they lose to Texas, they're out of the conversation completely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I think that LSU would probably lose again in the SEC championship. That basically eliminate them. So those are kind of just three scenarios there. But I want to ask you, do you think there's any way Alabama still gets in?
I don't think so. That's a very, very, very rare chance that they get in.
I mean,
unless LSU pretty much, you know, unless
LSU would have to drop a game.
Right. And they would have to, and then Alabama would have to sneak into the title game, win the title game, and then again, win it by enough margin to where the committee has to put them in. But
yeah.
I think that's very unrealistic now.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think Ole Miss could get in? Because a lot of people kind of disregard this Ole Miss team, and I think they'd have to be Alabama this week, no doubt. But, I mean, Ole Miss and Tennessee would both be 11-1.
Yeah, I don't see there being a scenario where Ole Miss makes the playoff. I just don't think – I don't think they're talented enough to make the playoff, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think they are, but I think there's a decent chance they win out. That's what I'm – I mean, I think – I honestly think they'll be Alabama this weekend.
I don't know about home. That.
And then they'll probably be Arkansas, and then they'll probably be Mississippi State. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not high on, you know, Alabama whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still think Alabama's going to win that game this weekend.
But Ole Miss does not have the strength of the schedule. Their only ranked win this year came against a Kentucky team,
mm-hmm.
who at the time was ranked number 7, but now they're ranked 24.
Right.
So... And then, yeah, they barely beat Texas A&M last week,
wow.
without a lot of their players. So
I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but I don't think Ole Miss really has a realistic shot to make the playoff.
You think Clemson has a chance?
No, I don't. I don't think they're going to put an ACC team in no matter what. So I think it'd be a very, very, very far-fetched if Clemson ended up making it.
If they got Clemson in, that'd just be I would not like that. I don't think anybody would really like that. I don't think Clemson's a good football team. I think they're a good football team, but to say great football team, that's sort of a stretch.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. So I think actually what I kind of want to happen is I kind of want the winner of the Big Ten title game, so rather Michigan, Ohio State. I think they'll be one. Then I think you're going to put in at 2 Georgia, a one-loss Georgia team. 3 LSU with 2 losses, the SEC title team, and I think Tennessee at 4. And a lot of stuff has to go wrong. Oregon pretty much has to lose. I mean, Oregon has to drop. I think 2 games.
But then that comes the question though: would Tennessee still get in over a Pac-12 champion?
Yeah,
Oregon?
I think so, because I think
like even if Oregon won out and Tennessee won out, I still think Tennessee has the strength of schedule.
Right.
And I know Oregon has their ranked wins, but mm-hmm. it's Pac-12 ranked wins.
I think Oregon's going to drop the game in the Pac-12 title game to, you know, Utah, USC, whoever it is. I think they'll drop that game, and then I believe that makes room for because I think USC is going to blow a game as well. So I think they'll both have one more loss come season end, so they'll both be 2 lost teams.
Yeah, they would not get in that scenario.
Yeah, and then I think TCU is going to blow. But then I think they could put in the TCU over Tennessee at that point.
With 1 loss?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that.
You don't think so? It'd be hard to put 3
they
SEC
lost,
teams
if
in
they
there.
Lost a very close game to Texas and then mm-hmm. went on to, I'd say, probably beat Texas again.
Right.
In the Big 12, or, you know, get revenge against them in that scenario. In the Big 12 championship, maybe you can make an argument, but I believe that the only way TCU gets in is if they win out.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but yeah, 3 SEC teams just is wild.
Yeah, or if the Ohio State Michigan game goes to like 3-4 overtimes, then yeah, I think you put both of them in, and then
I don't know about that because I feel like neither the Big Ten has not been great this year. By any means.
Right.
And I don't think either of them have, you know, the wins. I mean, yeah, Michigan did beat Penn State pretty badly, but that's their only ranked win this year.
Right.
And then OSU beat Penn State by 13 on the road. I mean, that's a little bit better than the home win Michigan had, but other than that, I mean, they have a win against Notre Dame. I mean, yeah, that's a ranked win at the time. I mean, actually, still now, Notre Dame's ranked 20th. They were ranked 5th in the country when they beat them at the start of the season.
Right. But
I see only one Big Ten team getting in. I think Big Ten has been one of the worst conferences this year.
I don't know. It's gonna be crazy how everything, you know, kind of unfolds.
But I also think that Ohio State and Michigan are both very quality football teams, and I'd like to see them both get in. I just don't think it's possible with the committee, how they usually do things. But I don't know. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it will be. And I don't know. You know, to be honest, I think this season will be wild, and I don't know who will be the 4 teams in. But, yeah, we'll be here to cover it, so.
Yep. And we have some really good games. This week I already went over them, I think, last episode maybe. But some week 12 games are some pretty tight matchups. Georgia-Kentucky is kind of one of those games where I think Georgia should win this game pretty handedly.
Yeah.
But I think that it's, you know, tough to play in Lexington. It's a tough crowd, tough environment. Kentucky hasn't beat them in years.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that could be in, yeah.
Kentucky might want to make a get a statement win there.
Right.
Against the number one team in the country. I don't think it will happen at all. I really don't. But it's a wild card game there, maybe a trap game. Illinois takes on Michigan. So, I mean.
Yeah, there's some definite trap games there, but I don't think, you know, Illinois shouldn't lose to Michigan, you know. Michigan shouldn't lose to Illinois.
I think this is also a big game. Let's say TCU beats Texas this week. They're 10-0. They have to go to Baylor the next week.
Yeah, that's another.
I mean, Baylor's not the
know?
Same Baylor we've seen, that, you true. Know, last year, yeah. But I mean, it's a tough game.
Yeah, there's definitely some.
I think
ways
TCU, like I said, the only way they get in is if they win out, and right. They have a couple tough games here.
Yeah,
and it's tough to beat a team twice, and they're gonna have to most likely beat Texas twice.
Yeah, so I mean, we don't know. I think. Yeah, I think TCU is going to drop a game. I think Oregon, USC is going to drop a game. I think Georgia could drop a game in the SEC title game. So it was definitely going to be interesting to see how everything works out and plays out.
And then number 13, Utah takes on number 6, Oregon. That's a big
Where's
one.
That game at?
At Oregon. I think Oregon could win that.
Right.
But obviously they have to.
Yeah, that's for sure. So I really don't know how everything's going to play out, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And then USC takes on UCLA, both with one loss.
Yeah, that should be a very interesting game. And then you can even see, you know, maybe UCLA can peek in there as well.
I don't know.
It's going to be really tough. But
I think UCLA, I think they'd have, like, some miraculous stuff would have to happen for UCLA to get in.
Right.
I think only two SEC teams would get in, you know, a Big Ten team and then.
Right.
That fourth spot. I guess if you beat USC pretty good, and then if you beat them again in the title game,
right? I don't know. Argument. It's going to be crazy though.
Oh, it definitely will be. Ole Miss plays at Arkansas. I don't think Ole Miss would still be in this. A big game, I think. Now this has nothing to do with college football playoff implications, but Texas goes on the road to Kansas, and if Kansas can pull off an upset there. Who makes the Big 12 championship with TCU? Because I think if Texas isn't in the Big 12 championship, TCU would beat anybody else.
Right.
And I think TCU will beat them this week, but beating a team twice, like I said, is pretty hard.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I really don't know either. So
I'm going to have to look at their rankings here because would Kansas slide into that title game?
No. Oh, well, maybe.
I mean, I don't – let's see. So Texas is tied – three-way right now. So TCU, I think, has already clinched it, unless they lose out, which that won't happen. So they haven't really clinched it, but, you know, they'll make it.
Right.
Then you have Texas, who's 4-2 in the conference, Baylor, who's 4-2, and Kansas State, who's 4-2. Then you have Kansas, who's 3-3, Oklahoma State, who's 3-3, and the rest aren't going to make it.
Right.
So, I mean, if Kansas upsets Texas, they'd both be 4. I mean, that'd be crazy.
That is true.
I think that, I mean, TCU... struggled with Kansas State for a little bit when they played them.
Yeah, they did.
So if Kansas State can make that could be a different storyline there.
That's true.
And Kansas does play Kansas State the last game of the season.
That'll be very interesting there to see how everything holds out.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, it really will be.
But every single Friday you can count on the Playbook podcast to go over playoff scenarios. Who needs ESPN?
That's right. Yeah.
When you have Ben Davis.
That's right. Yeah.
Podcast. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Anyways, thank you for listening to the Playbook Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Indy's Giant 90.9, but we are now signing off from Ben Davis Studio.